1 week from her assumption into glory, we celebrate the Blessed Mother's crowning as the Queen of Heaven. Why? Why do we call her Queen of Heaven, and why do we celebrate this event? Every liturgical celebration of the Blessed Mother is always a celebration of her Son first. We celebrate our Mother's conception, her birth, her life, her motherhood, her suffering, and her assumption into glory, always in reference to her mission and ministry in bearing the Word into the world, in giving birth to the Christ for the salvation of all creation. As the handmaid of the Lord, we honor her as the Blessed Virgin. As Jesus' mother, we honor her as our mother in faith. With Christ, her Son, the King, we honor her as Queen. She is handmaid, mother, and queen, because Jesus is Lord, Son, and King. Mary no more needs our honor than the Father needs our praise. Our desire to praise the Father is His gift to us for our growth in holiness. We have nothing to contribute to His perfection. We have nothing that He lacks because He lacks nothing. We honor Mary, a creature like us, though lifted above us, for her fidelity to the will of the Father in becoming the mother of His Word. But our praise adds nothing to her glory, nothing to her honor in heaven. To praise Mary is to ignite in us the desire to imitate her fidelity, to follow the path she has blazed for us to her Son. As a people who once walked in darkness, we have seen a great light, and that great light is the Prince of Peace. Following our Mother in faith to the great light, Jesus Christ, is first a matter of surrender, surrendering our will to the will of He who created us in His image and likeness, surrendering who we pretend to be without Him, so that we can become who we are made to be with Him. The creation-rattling fiat of a Jewish peasant girl is exactly how we come to the Father. May it be done to me according to Your word. Mary is Queen of Heaven because she was first the handmaid of the Lord. In the encyclical establishing this memorial, Ad Caeli Reginam, Pope Pius XII wrote, "We are instituting a feast so that all may recognize more clearly and venerate more devoutly the merciful and maternal sway of the Mother of God. We are convinced that this feast will help to preserve, strengthen, and prolong that peace among nations, which daily is almost destroyed by recurring crises." Right now, this is the greatest reason to honor our Mother, to offer her praise for her fiat. Can we watch the evening news without wondering if we will destroy ourselves in waves of avarice and hatred, endless repetitions of domination and vengeance, and the idolatrous worship of violence, of terror, and war? Celebrating our Mother, honoring her sacrifice, praising her gift of her life for her Son, these will get us moving on the way to peace. But it is when we follow her in her surrender to the Father's will that we achieve the true peace of Christ, the perfect peace of absolute freedom in righteousness. Mary brought into the world the one who broke the slaver's yoke, the taskmaster's rod. We start this day by honoring her surrender as a handmaid and her exaltation as queen. Can we live the day and end it doing more than giving her honor? Can we repeat loudly and clearly, "I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to His word."